Let's see. There's the one with the big fuzzy-looking peach in the middle and the words Georgia on my mind up top, an homage to the state song. Then there's the license plate with the state surrounded by an outline of the peach, set to a background that fades from gray to white. There's also the same thing, but minus the gray shading, and the two newest plates. The bucolic, some might say busy, scene of a peach tree farm, and the one I like to call the minimalist peach, just a bright orange peach in the center set on a white background.
The objective is to give people a choice. People like to have choices.
That's State Representative Tom Rice, who chairs the House Motor Vehicles Committee. Every plate redesign has to go through his committee for approval. But that doesn't explain why there are so many. Full disclosure, this question has been on my mind since I moved to Georgia about a year and a half ago. In my home state of Illinois, there's just the one plate featuring President Abraham Lincoln's smirking face. But in Georgia, you'll see at least five different generic plates on the road at any given time. I'm not even talking about the specialty plates here in Georgia, of which the state says there are more than 300. No, I'm talking about the standard state-issued plate, the one you get when you don't want to pay any more than you have to in order to be street legal. For answers, I headed up to the south end of Fulton County, to the state building where license plates are printed. It's not a prison. It's a printing plant run by the Georgia Department of Revenue's Division of Motor Vehicles.
Nothing in the state of Georgia is made within the correctional industries.
Robert Johnson is with 3M, which has been printing Georgia's license plates since 2012. He says when 3M took over printing, the state decided to update its license plate designs. So they put a few options up to a vote, and the winner was that farm scene, the one with the words Peach State on top. But I wasn't alone in thinking it was a little busy.
That one was a little too much for some people to take, so they came up with an alternate, and it sort of piggybacks on what they had before with the peach in the middle. So yeah, that was quite an event.
So instead of one new license plate, the state opted to put two designs into production. With the new plates ago, Johnson says there was supposed to be a replate, meaning those with older license plates would be automatically prompted to get a new one.
We did phase into a replate for about, it was about 8 months, and then it was stopped.
Georgia Steele heads the Motor Vehicles Division of the Revenue Department. She says the state was in the process of removing the Georgia on My Mind plates, which were issued in late 1997 and are the oldest ones still legal. But the department halted that phase out in the middle of the project because the cost was too much to absorb.
We have almost 9 million vehicles here in the state. We're the eighth largest registration state. So the cost impact on the state's budget and also the division's budget, it took a huge hit.
The revenue department couldn't give an exact amount on how much a plate redesign costs, but says it's in the millions of dollars. Steele says anyone with a worn-out Georgia on My Mind plate can swap it out for one of the new plates free of charge, but it's not a requirement. And for those who are newly registered, they only get to choose between the Peach Farm Scene plate and the Minimalist Peach. Still, Steele says there's no timeline for the phase-out to pick back up.
We are having conversations about the direction going forward in terms of doing the replating, but right now, in terms of an actual action plan, that's not in place. We just want to make sure that we're doing it at the right time.
Which brings us back to why you'll see the Georgia on My Mind license plate, and the Peach Outline license plate, and the Farm Scene license plate, and the Minimalist Peach plate while you're cruising down state roads. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.